Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studio.
Live!
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. It's easy, and it's great for you, so check it out. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. That's right. Is this the first time in how many shows? We've done over
forever?
1,000, right? No. Have we? We probably do 300 a year for five. Yeah, we've done well over 1,000. That I forgot the yeah.
You just stole my thunder.
I was about to do it.
Yeah, I was struggling to keep that up, but how are you, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you on this TV theme song Thursday?
And Dynamite!
That's right. We got a great show. A lot of stuff to talk about coming up. Chris, I'm excited to talk about Bill Belichick in Atlanta, and Bill Bradley's going to come on the show. He's supposed to have him the other day, so. Hopefully that happens today, and of course we'll play. Alex will play your favorite TV theme songs, coming back from break. So it'll be great.
And then we got our friend. It's been a while, but Mark Medina, Fox Sports Radio NBA Insider, will join us at the bottom.
Funky Cole.
So that'll be fun. That's right. All right, the super producer Rob G is in the house. On the updates is. Our man, Steve DeSager.
Hey, Steve.
On the ones and twos, the star of every Thursday show, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. Of course, Teicher's Tower of Trivia coming up in the third hour. You don't want to miss that. And on social media, the great Elijah Sabunya. All right, Rob, Bill Belichick. So when he parts ways with the New England Patriots a few weeks ago, I don't know if this was the exact number at that time, but there have been 7 jobs open. All right? Now it is down to 2.
Really, the, just one.
Well, you got Washington, the Washington Commanders. And what's the other one open right now?
Seattle. But they're not going to replace a 70-year-old with a – I just – that wouldn't make any sense to me. So I'm really saying there's only – There's okay. only one job. I mean, that's just my take.
Nah, that makes sense. But technically, there were seven jobs open. He made it clear he wanted to continue coaching. And he has not gotten any of those jobs. Now, the only one we know he interviewed for and presumably was interested in was Atlanta. Maybe he was interested in some of the others, but just didn't get an interview. But first, Rob, let's give a little bit of love to Raheem Morris. Raheem Morris, Rob, the new coach of the Atlanta Falcons. And remember, he coached Tampa Bay and had mixed results. First year, 3-13, but that was a team that, you know, they were coming. They had been 9-7. Obviously, they change everything up. They go 3-13 under him. But the next year, 10-7. So things were looking up.
10-6?
I'm sorry, 10-6. 10-6. Yeah. Things were looking up, though, and then 2 4-win seasons, and he didn't even make it through the fourth season there. But it's good to see him get a second shot. And, Rob, we've talked a lot, you know, in the past about African-American head coaches in the NFL or the lack thereof. And in this hiring cycle, three. Antonio Pierce with the Raiders, Gerard Mayo with the Patriots, and now Raheem Morris with the Falcons. So that's good.
What
that's
do all good. They have in and, common? But, I mean, we get that.
What'd you say?
I said, what do all three have in common?
They're black.
No, I'm just saying they're not prime jobs right now. But again, don't get me wrong.
But to be honest, a lot of these jobs aren't prime jobs.
No. Most of the time when you get fired, it's a change. Right. I get that. But I'm just saying, like, you know, like there's franchise.
But you saw D'Amico did. He took right. a non-prime job. And
but
made
but
it
that but that job. But I'm just saying. But that was a bad job. Like just going in, they had three black coaches in a row, Chris. Like that was. And remember, right. they only hired Lovie Smith because they
could have just sent Lovie and was it who was it it wasn't who was the second black guy or the first one.
Who was the guy?
But it was clear he wasn't going to be.
He only got one.
Regardless.
But you get my point. Right.
Yeah. But these are the jobs that were open. I agree. None of them are great. But
it's
like
good.
You said,
it's good that it's half.
Most
right.
cases, right.
To me, I look at Raheem getting a second opportunity because that doesn't happen that often. And that's the part that I think is good. I like to see that.
All right. So let's move on to Belichick, Rob. Do you think it's a bad look that he didn't get any of these jobs for him?
No, I mean, not yet. I mean, if he doesn't get any job, then I think that's bad for him. Then you know what I mean? And Washington's still there. People have mentioned Washington before. So it's not – is that out of the realm of possibility? No. But if I'm Bill Belichick, like I said, I don't want to sit out. I do.
I don't want any of these. And to be honest, now, again, maybe Atlanta gets Kirk Cousins. That would have made it more attractive.
But, Chris.
But, Rob, looking at these jobs, if I'm Bill Belichick, I'd rather sit out. And I think next year, now, we don't know. It's not guaranteed. But Dallas could be open. Buffalo could be open. Philadelphia could be open. Why take one of these jobs where you don't know if you got a quarterback? And if you don't have a quarterback, we've seen that picture in New England when Tom Brady left. It ain't pretty. Bill Belichick, the last thing he needs to do is go somewhere and it be ugly. So
yeah,
wait.
But the longer you're out at that age, I just don't think that's the best spot to be in. And I'm not saying, of course, just take any job for the hell of it. But I think if you can get back into coaching, and what I mean get back, like, continue coaching without having to sit out. He's not going to be a TV analyst. That's not his MO. He's not glib. He's not going to give you any insight. So that job is out.
He might.
And then out of sight, out of mind. People look up one day.
He's Bill Belichick. And he's out of mind. He ain't never going to be out of mind.
Guess what? Wow. He's 74 years old. Or he said, "Oh, I would not." You know, like that's what happens. is all time's passed him by. The game's passed him by. Like
1 year?
Yes, Chris, a lot happens in 1 year.
How's the game passed by in 1 year?
And what happens in 1 year if the only jobs that are open next year, say there's only two or three jobs and they're really bad jobs with no quarterback, now what? Now you're looking at sitting out another year? Now it's 2 years.
Well, maybe then you say, okay, if I really want to get in, this is what I have to do. But I just think, Rob, I think he would be better off sitting out than going to a bad situation.
Yeah.
Because a bad situation, I just haven't seen enough from him without a quarterback to think a bad situation would get any better with him.
Yeah, I like the Atlanta job if you get a quarterback with that team. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
but that's gone. So
yeah, but I'm just saying,
mean like Washington?
And Washington.
They're in the same thing. I mean, you know, they're in the same boat as Atlanta.
Here's another bad thing, too.
I mean, you know, they had the young quarterback this year, Sam Howell. I mean, I don't know. We saw Belichick.
Well, here's the other thing too. Eric Bieniemy will never be a coach in the NFL. I mean, I Chris,
probably not.
Seriously, like if he didn't, Kansas City struggles.
We haven't even heard of any interviews.
Sam Howell, right, who was leading the league for a while, yeah. and blossomed a little bit from that from underneath him, and now you know, not like you say, no interviews, nothing going on. The Washington job is open. Like it just doesn't look like it's going to happen.
You're right. Now,
I mean, how can I look and say 3 years from now I'm going to get a job?
Right. This was the year, eight openings. Well, seven, I guess. Well, no, eight, because he was in Washington. He could have been promoted. Like you said, everything was in his favor. And Rob, he was actually getting favorable press because everybody was saying,
that's what I'm saying.
Remember,
they
even talked
the struggles.
That Kansas City should bring him in for the playoffs. And, you know, they miss him clearly. And Washington, like you said, Sam Howell throwing the ball well, at least leading the league in yards. I agree. And I don't know what it is. And I don't think like we said, you see black coaches getting hired. We just saw three get hired. So I don't
know what I'm saying.
It's race. So, like, I don't know. I have no idea what he's like in his interviews. There are guys, and we don't know this about him. That's the unfair thing is he hasn't gotten a shot. But we have seen, Rob, a lot of guys that were great coordinators, but they weren't head coaches, you know.
There are a lot of swings and misses.
Yep.
With head coaches, Chris, a ton.
Yep, yep.
It's actually, I don't know what's worse. Promoting, like giving these coordinators head coaching jobs or drafting a first quarterback with the first overall pick. I don't know which one has more.
As far as what's
misses.
Like harder to determine?
Yeah, like Nathaniel Hackett had two MVP rides with Aaron Rodgers was a disaster. Like, there's just so many guys who have gotten jobs and then, you know, 1 year, 2 years, they just weren't good enough. What was the guy's name in Houston? Sam Culley. What was his name? Culley was his last name.
David
Culley.
David Culley. He was a lot older.
He was in the league for 100 years, Chris, is what I'm saying. Like, this is a guy, it wasn't like some young kid you give an opportunity. He was a seasoned guy.
Look at all Belichick's guys. You know,
all of Belichick's guys, right.
Yeah, you don't know, Rob. You don't know. But, yeah, I think Belichick, Rob, would be better off sitting out and waiting for a plum job. Now, I agree with you. He can't wait too long. He probably can't wait more than a year. But I just don't think any of these jobs is very appealing. And it's interesting. Were the Chargers not interested in him? Or was he not interested in the Chargers? You know what I mean?
Didn't he interview?
Now, obviously, Harbaugh was a great hire, but no, he didn't. There was no reports of him interviewing. So that's my point. Like, would that have been something that interests him? You know, we get the ownership situation there. Maybe he felt like it wasn't his cup of tea.
Yeah, and also Harbaugh played for the – I mean, it's just – I mean, played
yeah,
for the
no,
Chargers.
Yeah, no, Harbaugh, I can't
there's
argue
There's a lot
all
of stuff,
Harbaugh
and he's coming off a national championship, and he's a younger guy, 60.
Right.
Bill Belichick.
It could be long-term. I say could because Harbaugh's worn out his welcome quickly too. But you know Belichick's not long-term.
Right.
That's 3-4 years. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox. Bill Belichick. Should he try to get one of these remaining two jobs, Seattle, Washington? Or should he sit out a year, maybe do TV? I don't know what he would do, but sit out a year and then wait and see if a better job opens. Your thoughts next. Great question. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios on a TV theme song Thursday. If you like using debit over credit, which I do, don't get in debt if you can avoid it. You should get rewarded. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. There are no fees, period. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. All right, 877-99 on Fox. I imagine a lot of people want to weigh in on this. What should Belichick do now that he has not gotten or missed out on 5 of the 7 coaching vacancies since he's stepped down from the Patriots? Sit out a year or go for Washington or Seattle? Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Tyler in Kansas City. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, what's up, Chris and Rob? First time, long time. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys. Yeah, basically, my whole view on this is, you know, for Bill Belichick has been in New England for you know, for damn near 25 years now. And that entire time, it's been the Patriot way. They've kept everything basically in-house. And, you know, for me, from where I'm looking at it, he's given the NFL basically the proverbial middle finger. So this is the first time he's really needed the league. And I think it's obvious right now that the league has shown him they're not really interested in him anymore. So I think you don't always get the fairy tale ending of trying to get the coaching record. I think the door just might be closed on him, and then it's not him closing the door; it's the NFL closing the door. I appreciate it, guys.
It can happen. There's a couple things that could work against him, which is, Chris, he's older.
Yep.
Hasn't been winning lately, and maybe didn't treat a lot of people nicely during this. You know, like they always say, treat people nicely on your way up, because on the way down, man, those same people that you kicked around might be in charge now. You know what I mean? So
and
you
Rob,
don't know.
I also got to throw this out there. The cheating, are they looking at that? Is it more than we know? Do people in the league know it's a little more than we know, or a lot more than we? You know, I'm just saying speculation, but that's possible too. And some people just don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know, Chris. That maybe people were, you know, turning well, that's what they do up there, and they left it at that. But that doesn't mean that they, now that Bill Belichick is done and ain't winning anymore, are going to be as hyped about him. All right, let's go to. David in Dallas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, fellas. My idea is Belichick sits out a year and kind of reinvents or at least rebrands himself. Belichick can go on the GOAT coaching tour around all the colleges, all the NFL, and kind of reinvent himself, kind of like what Saban did when Saban finally embraced the spread. Belichick comes back with a young offensive coordinator, some younger staff. He cannot come back with Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels because I think one of the big concerns is Belichick's here, what, 2-3 years, and then we got Josh McDaniels or Patricia? No way.
What?
So he goes.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I think the one thing is obviously Saban was much younger.
Yeah. I mean, Saban wasn't – because Saban wasn't Saban yet, Chris, in college.
Right.
I mean, he was a good coach at Michigan State, but he wasn't the guy that he wound up being.
Right.
He was just starting that when he went to Alabama or whatever, right? Where'd he go?
I mean, he had been at LSU.
LSU. But you know what I mean, before
no,
he really took on. So it's a little different. And Bill is up there, and people, that's why I'm saying, Chris, the longer you are out of it, the longer they don't look at you the same way. Was Drew in Denver? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
What up? Hope y'all doing good. I think Bill should stay away for a year and wait. But I do think the only reason the Falcons hired Morris is because of the offensive side of the football, like the team. Like, Morris can coach the defense. They have really good players on defense. But I think ultimately the Falcons thought, who was each coach going to bring for the offense? Would you rather bring an offensive coordinator from Bill Belichick tree or offensive coordinator from Sean McVay tree? I'm taking Sean McVay.
Yeah, no, there's no.
You no, I mean, that's the in vogue now, right?
That was
right.
The only reason. I think that was one of the main reasons and ultimate, like, the deciding factor, like, was the offense. Who can coach the offense? Because the former head coach was the offensive coordinator, too, and he left. So I think that's the only reason why they chose him.
I mean, if that's true, that's not a bad reasoning. You know,
that's not a bad idea.
Right.
Belichick, Chris, it's the usual suspects. He keeps bringing the same retreads along.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. All right, we got Mark Medina around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a Fox Sports Radio NBA insider, friend of the show, does a terrific job covering the NBA. We welcome in our man, Funky Cole Medina. What's up, brother? Mark Medina.
I am doing well. I was waiting for the intro music, but I guess
I know we got it. It's been so long since we had you on that I think they forgot. But we will get
here. We go. Back up.
There you go.
Funky.
All there right, we go. Mark Medina joining the Odd Couple. All right, Mark, great to have you on the show. Quickly, let's do a little bit of the All-Star stuff. We know it's a popularity contest. I'm one of the media voters, and I put Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard, along with Jokic, of course, on my Western Conference front court, over LeBron and KD. Any issues there with the way the voting went in your? I mean, we get this for the fans, and they should get to see who they want. But I'm just saying, I think Kawhi and I think AD is having a fantastic year, and I couldn't start two guys for the Lakers because they're not winning, so I went with AD.
Yeah, it's reasonable. My Western Conference starters, I had LeBron, Kawhi, and then Nikola Jokic and Luka and Shea. So I think it was a good thing, even though Steph Curry's playing really well, he's a fan favorite, that fans and media and players calculate, at least collectively, that, look, the Warriors are a hot mess. To your point, I was on the fence, LeBron or AD. I guess I just tilted closely a little bit more to LeBron, not because AD's doing anything wrong, but LeBron's the leader of the team. He's still playing at a high level, and he's 21st season. I don't like to do the popularity vote, but I felt like, okay, that's a nice little topping for him, but he's still playing really well. But right. AD would have been just as deserving, as well as Kawhi. I chose Kawhi over Kevin Durant because even though KD's playing really well, he's had some injuries. The Suns have not played up to their potential so far, partly because of those injuries, where, ironically enough, Kawhi's been healthy and the Clippers are rolling here. And then on the East, I didn't have Damian Lillard. I had Donovan Mitchell. It should have been him or Jalen Brunson, but I chose Mitchell because even with Darius Garland and Evan Mobley out, he's still been helping the Cavs along pretty well.
I did the same thing. I had Mitchell in there.
Yeah. Let's go to the like as we talked about it before. We know the All-Star game is where fan driven, but out of all the teams, let's talk about where the Suns are and how they're rolling and what's going on with the Suns.
Well, I think they're rolling because they finally have their big three together. You know, as you guys know, Bradley Beal had been in and out of the lineup because of his back issue. And that was one thing I remember talking to Bradley a few weeks ago, that it left him encouraged that they know that they can be better as long as he's on the floor. But he was even getting restless here. And so I think, when you're looking at the Suns, no doubt they're going to have more success than earlier in the season, but this thing could just be really fragile throughout the season because while you never wish injuries on anyone, it's just the reality that Beal, Durant, and even Booker have all missed significant games in recent seasons. And so even though I think to their credit they do have a somewhat respectable supporting cast, it just feels like you're waiting behind the next piece of dynamite in the corner to blow up for another injury report to be updated here.
What's your thought on the hiring of Doc Rivers in Milwaukee? We know about Doc's recent, you know, struggles. The only coach ever to lose multiple 3-1 leads. He's done it three times. Never got the Clippers or the Sixers passed the second round, and he's brought in to win a championship. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So what were your thoughts on that hire?
Yeah, I'm neither enamored with it or offended with it. I can't think of an existing coach right now that's available that would be a better alternative. But when I'm looking at Doc Rivers, I know his strengths and weaknesses. I think that if there is a silver lining, at least in the first year, he's good at managing a team, but I think he could be better at elevating a team, if that makes sense. So he can handle the players. He's a former player. He's used to managing personalities, but that playoff history that he's had, it's not only just been a product of those teams and those player personalities getting the best of each other when you're looking at the Clippers and the Sixers. He has a role in there, but yep. I just go back to the fact that there's no other better alternative right now that I can think of because of what the Bucks' expectations are with winning a championship.
Yeah, when you look at some of the numbers on Doc, they're just not appealing. Like to try to get you to where you are, he's lost the most. He's what is it? 3-1 leads, Chris. The most of any coach.
He's the only one to do it multiple times.
Yeah, it's just three times. Like all those things.
3-2 leads. He's done four other 3-2 leads.
But Mark, what was the? Was it Giannis? What was it that triggered Milwaukee to make such a move?
I don't think Giannis was banging on the door saying get rid of this guy. I mean, in fairness to Giannis, he was an ally of them hiring him. I think what it was that this is a team that has Giannis playing at an all-star level. They get Damian Lillard, and even though we anticipated that they would take a step back defensively with trading Drew Holiday, they weren't playing up to their potential, and they just sensed that there was a lot of frustration, not from players saying you got to get rid of them, but the preparation, the schemes, and just him feeling in over his head as a first-year head coach. And so it might be weird to fire a team or fire a coach that technically was coaching a team that was, you know, high in the standings, but it's not unprecedented. I mean, it reminds me a little bit of when the Cavs fired David Blatt, you know, the following season after leading them to the finals. You know, you would argue that it had more to do with the fact that LeBron James is on the team than David Blatt's coaching and how he managed the team. And I would say it's the same thing with the Bucks. They are where they are, at least high in the standings, because Giannis is playing at a high level. And even though Damian Lillard isn't at his absolute best, he's still playing respectable, but they clearly could be better on the defensive end, even when you account for the fact that they're missing Drew Holiday.
What are you hearing around the league about Victor Wembanyama? Now, we know, you know, he's averaging 20 points, 10 rebounds, three blocks. I mean, he's playing great, but obviously the team isn't winning. And even in the last this last month, he's averaged 24.7 points in 25.5 minutes a game. So what are you hearing as far as people being impressed or not quite as impressed because they're not winning? And people even talking about the way he's being handled, the minutes, the low minutes that he's playing. What are people around the league saying about this?
Chris, it's a fascinating question the way you framed it, because I was asking these questions in the off season, and everything that executives said then are the same things that have played out the way they are that they're saying now, which is Victor Wembanyama is a real deal. He's a special player, but he's going to be load managed because not only is it the Spurs, but they want to make sure he's not overextended, but he's not going to lead them to the playoffs because they have a really young team. And it's going to be about what does the second and third season look like with not just how much improvement he shows, but do the Spurs start building a better roster around him? And I remember talking to one coach in particular during Summer League. Well, why not? Can't the Spurs get some good veteran players this offseason to surround him, you know, with good mentors and all that? And that coach in particular felt, no, this is a good way for it to be clearly that this is Wembanyama's team and everyone can grow organically, but that conversation needs to take place the second season because, you know, when you have a player that could be a generational talent, you don't want to waste season, so to speak. So right. It's understandable that this year it's more of a mulligan, but, you know, starting this summer, it's all about can the Spurs put together a good enough roster so that they're actually doing something with this talent.
How about a good enough coach around them? where's Pop? No, I'm just – I can't believe how bad they are, Mark. I'm dead serious. Like, I can't. Like, at one point, they were not even competitive. They were losing by 30 points every night, and you have a generational talent. They were better last year without – Wemby. That's all I'm saying. Seriously, like, is this the job for Pop?
Yeah, I think it's fair points, but in the percentage blame pie, I would put most of the slices on it's a young team, and this is how the front office assembled it. I'm sure that even for Pop's pedigree, there are things that he's learning because he's never had to manage a young team before. It was usually championship or playoff contending teams at least. But I don't think it would ever get to the point that, you know, the front office is going to start evaluating whether Pop is the right fit or not.
They're not going to do that. I do wish I get Wimby had the ankle injury. I'd like to see him playing a little bit more. They didn't load manage Tim Duncan early in his career. It really looks like they're load managing him. But it seems like his body can take it. You know what I mean?
And so, I agree. Right? More to games, the better. And I think the other thing that I would also add about what's fair to scrutinize is that even though I've been generally pleased with Victor Wembanyama's play and the struggles have more to do with everything else besides him, I don't know if I want to put him right now as the favorite for Rookie of the Year. And I would put that at Chet Holmgren. It's not just because Holmgren's on a winning team and Victor's on a losing team. You look historically at the Rookie of the Year award winners, even if those players are on bad teams and they don't make the playoff box, there's at least a dramatic jump in wins improvement, and that hasn't happened this season.
Right. No doubt. All right, that's our man, Funky Cold Mark Medina. Great stuff as always, brother. Keep up the great work.
Appreciate Funky Cold. Always good talking to you.
Yes, sir. All right. Shekel City's next. Keep it locked. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. It's fantastic. You don't have to go anywhere. It just comes to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with the code America. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, 1-2 last night. Let's get a hat trick like we had two nights ago. Lakers hosting the Bulls here in Los Angeles tonight, -4.5. I'm taking the Lakers -4.5. Nuggets are playing the hot New York Knickerbockers, Chris. I know at one point, 10-2 after the trade? I don't know where they are now. But I'm taking the Nuggets in the Big Apple, -2.5, at Madison Square Garden. And the Kings, -2.5, taking on the Warriors in San Francisco. And my, how the mighty have fallen. The Kings have always played them tough, but the Warriors, Chris, wowsy, wowsy, woo, woo, Warriors. It's kind of weird.
Warriors, it's just, wowsy, just wowsy, I mean, I'm not even like, I got to be honest, it's not even that big of a story to me.
Right. It's obvious, right?
Yeah, they're just older. And, I mean, the only one that's still playing well is Steph. And Draymond's been out. Now, when he, you know, I know he's back now, but they'll be better with him. But are they, at best, they get in and play in and probably go out early.
It was interesting seeing the quote from Grant Hill about Draymond, why he was left off the Olympic team.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Wasn't that interesting, Chris?
I thought that was. I will be honest. First of all, Draymond is not one of the 12 best American players.
But I mean, so but he has a history.
Like it's a
travesty
to have him off.
Right. But he can help
the team, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's LeBron or Steph or somebody like that.
No, it was just interesting to see the quote. That's all.
Well, I would say this, Rob, and I hate to say it because Draymond is a good guy. I like him, you know, know him a little bit. But, Rob, you can't risk him going off in the Olympics.
Right. On an international play. No. I don't disagree.
You know what I mean? Like, and he doesn't seem like he can. It just happens enough where you can't necessarily control it.
Right.
You just can't. All right. Especially, and again, it's not like you got to have him on the team.
Right. All right. There you go. Shekel City. Lakers -4.5. That's my best bet.
Remember,
I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
As we all know, they've announced the starters for the NBA All-Star Game. And this was 50% fan voting, 25% media, and 25% players. I'm one of the media members to vote. So we'll just kind of compare my ballot to what came out, Rob. So, Rob G., give us the let's start with the East.
Well, it's not as bad as Rob Parker and the Hall of Fame vote, you know, because that one was brutal earlier this week.
It was so brutal.
This was not great either.
Rob doesn't get it. These guys, you know, it's the Hall of Good nowadays.
Whatever, Chris.
So the Eastern Conference starters, Giannis Antetokounmpo named the captain because he had the most votes. Joel Embiid, Tyrese Halliburton, Jason Tatum, no surprise there. Those four were all locks. But Damian Lillard getting the fifth spot over guys like Donovan Mitchell and Jalen Brunson really raised some eyebrows.
Yeah, it just, I mean, look, again, those guys, Jalen and Donovan, certainly Donovan, and I think Jalen's playing well enough too, and the coaches will recognize that they'll both get in. They're the fifth seed, the Knicks. They'll both get in as reserves. They, both of them, deserved it over Dame. And to be honest, I even throw in Tyrese Maxey as well. Now, Dame should be an all-star, but I went ahead with Donovan Mitchell. He's been carrying the Cavaliers. His numbers and Jalen Brunson's are virtually identical. Donovan's averaging 27.5 points. Jalen, 26.5. Donovan, 6.2 assists. Jalen, 6.5 assists. Like, it's very close. The shooting percentage is similar to Jalen, 47.5. Donovan, 46. And they're both carrying their squads. So you could go either way, but I think Donovan's a better player. The interesting thing will be if Trae Young makes it, right? Because his numbers are like crazy. But they don't win in Atlanta. We know he's
clutch.
Boy,
they don't win. They're off the map.
Moments. Right. He's at 27 points, Rob, and 10.5, almost 11 assists. 10.8 assists a game. And so that's going to be interesting to see whether or not he makes it. A lot of guards in the East, obviously. But, yeah, those are my thoughts. What, you got any thoughts on the starters, Rob?
It was a different year. I really can't argue the Kevin Durant, I guess Kawhi
well,
not
that's
being
the
on
the West. We're talking about the East. Oh, we can go oh, to the West though. We
well, I got the West for you right here, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So yeah, go ahead. Let me hear the West.
Nikola Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka Doncic. Everyone knew that. The two forward spots were kind of surprising though. Kevin Durant and the captain, 20-time All-Star LeBron James.
Yeah, really, can you leave Kawhi off, Chris? I just,
he's not as popular as those guys.
Right. But I'm just saying, but how well the Clippers
are
playing.
Was on mine.
And he was having a great year, he is.
I had Kawhi and AD over LeBron and Durant. But it's close. Durant and Kawhi was real. And LeBron is playing well. I couldn't have two Lakers. I think AD's playing the best on the Lakers.
Right. I think I would be better with Kawhi and Durant.
Yeah, I mean, I picked Kawhi over Durant, but, you know, Durant is playing extremely well, and they're starting to win, too, in Phoenix. All right, keep it locked. 2 hours left. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.